This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Time for the Junks to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We say good morning to Mark Ein, part of the Washington Commanders ownership group. He's here to give us all the skinny and details on the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open. It's not that far away, July 19th through the 27th, just 64 days away. Mark, thanks for coming on and joining us. We appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to be with you guys this morning.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so we got the
some big names coming to town.
We got the press. It's seven of the world's top 10 players are coming to Washington, D.C. this summer for the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open. This is an event clearly near and dear to your heart. You've been involved with it for several years. Talk about the 2025 edition that's not that far off.
Yeah, it's only a couple months away. Yeah, so we just announced the initial set of players who've committed. And as you said, it's seven of the top 10 players in the world, four of the top 10 women, and three of the top 10 men, plus all of our fan favorites. So on the men's side, there's Taylor Fritz, who's four in the world, Alex de Benar, and Lorenzo Musetti, who's an amazing player people love. And then Tommy Paul, who's 12 in the world, our local guy, Francis Tiafo. Nick Kyrgios is back. Kei Nishikori's back. So great start to a men's field. On the women's side, number three, Jessica Pegula, whose dad happens to own the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Madison Keys, who won the Australian Open, Emma Navarro, and then Paula Badosa, who won our tournament last year. So it's a great start, and this is just the start. We'll have a bunch more to announce, but these are the initial commitments we have.
Mark, when did it start for you, your passion for tennis? We knew you grew up with Josh Harris, and you know he was a wrestler. When did, like, was tennis your number one sport as a kid? What did you play as a kid?
I was at, I think, 10 years old, I was a ball kid at this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Josh and I actually grew up in Chevy Chase. My house was 10 minutes from the facility. And the highlight of every summer of my life was going and working at this tournament as a ball kid. Jimmy Connors, Eddie Dibbs, Guillermo Vilas. And, you know, we were on the court with them. We thought everyone was watching us instead of the players. But it just got my passion, and that's the sport I played. I was captain of the team at BCC, and it's kind of like the thing. It was my sport. I mean, as a fan, the two things I cared about the most as a kid were this tennis tournament and the football team. So it's been a great journey.
Mark, did Josh Harris ever try to get you over to the dark side of wrestling? Like when I was in high school, I saw the wrestlers. They would come into the cafeteria. They were wearing like the hefty bags, and they had bags under their eyes, and they're sweating. I was like, that doesn't look like a lot of fun. I understand it's a great pursuit. You have to be disciplined to do it. But I was a tennis guy like you, not as accomplished as you, but tennis to me much more attractive than wrestling.
There is actually at some point, maybe not this morning, there's a funny story. He did try once in front of a bunch of people in elementary school. So
right.
it was short lived, but there was that one try.
Yeah. So with this tennis tournament, How do you get the fans involved? You're really passionate. I think one of your greatest strengths is getting fans involved. Years ago at the, you did it at GW. Yeah. I brought my kids out. I still have two little rackets where you had fans playing with the players kind of beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah, at World Team Tennis, we did that first down at City Center, then down at the Wharf before the Wharf was built, and then we went TGW and then the roof of Union Markets. That was pretty cool. When you only have one court, you can do them in these really cool places. But then this tournament really was my passion. We took it over in 2019. And, you know, I would always go and say, this is a really big tennis event, but the fan experience, honestly, was really poor. There was nowhere indoor or air conditioned to go if you weren't a VIP. The food was really bad. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about tennis is it's a great experience. You're not just there for 2 hours. You'll come for 6 or 7 hours, and you'll come every day or a lot of the days. And so we completely transformed the entire experience, starting with building a bunch of beautiful indoor places for people to go, a tequila bar, a bar and grill, and with like amazing food. So we had 4 Michelin star chefs last year, if you want super high end food, but then like the best of DC burger and pizza and seafood and ice cream. And so it's like, I sometimes say it's now a tennis event and a food and wine festival, but it's like people come and it's the best way to spend a day. Interestingly, we've sold every ticket for the last 4.5 years. And the opening weekend, which is qualifying, where you see the people trying to get in the tournament, but you can see the best players out on the practice court, is usually something in tournaments that they like doesn't sell out. They give a lot of tickets away. For us, that's actually one of the first 2 days to sell out, because it's the first days. People are so excited to be back. Prices are a little cheaper and people are just soaking in the experience. It's all about soaking in the experience. And, it's been, we have an amazing tennis community with a long history here at this tournament, and the fans have responded unbelievably well.
Talking to Mark Guyon, part of the Commander's ownership, of course, and he's promoting the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open. When it comes to the players, and you just mentioned all the big-name players, okay, and there's a lot of big names, especially on the men's side. Is it easy to convince these guys to come? It's the middle of July, end of July, could be hot as hell in D.C. You know, it's a month before the U.S. Open, so I understand that they're kind of prepping for those. It's a couple weeks before the Cincinnati Open, which is a big one too. But is it hard to convince some of these big names to come?
It's such a good question. Before we got involved, they really used to pay, like they would pay a couple stars a ton of money to come. That was how they got people. I talked about all the investment we've made in the fan experience. We made a similar huge investment in the player experience, into their facilities, the food they eat, the gym, the 2 gyms they have on site, and then putting them up in a first-class hotel. All the players I just mentioned, they all reached out to us and said they want to come. And so that has also been transformed, and it really is a stop that people love. First of all, they love coming to D.C. One of the really interesting things is the European players, especially, who've never been to D.C., all fall in love with our city. And so they love being there. They love the experience. And it's a big part of that we've tried to do, is not just make it great for fans, but make it great for the players as well.
All right, speaking of the fan experience, I'm going to shift over to the Commanders. All right, we've seen some of these drawings, and I know it's not passed yet by the city council, but exciting news. Congratulations on what's happening with the stadium and RFK. Can you tell us like what you're shooting for, your goals for the fans experience? You know, we took a bunch of calls when the news broke about tailgating, and some people are worried about the future of tailgating and what it's going to be like. Can you kind of fill us in on the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys have seen what the team's put out, and making this an extraordinary fan experience. It's like we've been talking about at the tennis, but one of the best fan experiences in football is you know, one of the top priorities. Thinking about it from the pregame to the postgame and the entire experience, again, interestingly, talking about tennis, about how you you know, turn it into an incredible full day experience that you're excited about from beginning to end is sort of the mission. And, you know, look, there's a lot of considerations and trade-offs you have to make, because also this has to be a thriving community every day of the year. I mean, that's really something that we feel passionate about. And obviously the city does too. And I think in the end, it's going to be one of the great sporting experiences going to that site when it's finally built.
So, Mark, at this point, are you more worried or confident about the D.C. Council having enough yes votes to approve that stadium build at the RFK site?
Honestly, I think that the merits of this are incredibly compelling. I think everyone's heard all the reasons that this makes so much sense. I think two things that I think maybe don't get quite as much attention. One is just that, you know, the mayor as part of this insisted that we put a dome on it. And that was an interesting thing in our mind, but that was a requirement. And because of that, we're going to be able to get the biggest events in the world. And like, I was co-chair of the bid to bring the 2026 World Cup to DC as a city. And basically, after we went through the process, they said, you can't do it at our current football stadium. It was before we were involved and before we had put some money into it. But they said, if you're going to bid for DC, you need to play you have to bid with the stadium in Baltimore. And we ended up not getting the World Cup, which, by the way, comes with three teams staying here, all their fans, all the stuff, a massive missed opportunity. You know, when we first got involved in the team, I was like, we gotta find a way to get Taylor Swift here. That'll like make it. And she just wouldn't come to the current stadium. And you can go on and on and on. There's a Club World Cup this summer that's going on. There's just so many events. You heard Roger allude no promises to a Super Bowl, but you did see the draft, which will be a million people. The catalyst for tourism at a time when the DC economy needs it most is this will be as big a catalyst as I can't imagine anything bigger. And so I think when people study all of it, they'll realize that the benefits of this are really, really significant and something that should happen.
Yeah, because we've all seen the way that Navy Yard, I mean, we're broadcasting a few blocks away from that, the Wharf, right. Other spots. So you feel like this RFK site's just going to go above and beyond even what's happened down here near Nationals Park.
Such a great point. I mean, I remember I actually owned the land under the DC United Stadium before it became the stadium. And I mean, I used to go down there. It was a salvage yard and an abandoned, and it wasn't abandoned, it was an old like warehouse. And that's what everything was like. And now you go down there and it's the most, you know, heavily populated new residential area in the city. And then you mentioned the Wharf, and absolutely that's the model. And this has a potential to be, I think the size is 4 wharfs. If you just think about over a long period of time what this can be, both for the residents as a community, but then again as a magnet for tourism. And if you think about it, this really is an intentional strategy for the mayor as the DC economy is shifting, as federal government may get a little bit smaller and there's a multiplier effect. Lean into what your strength is. And tourism, DC is one of the most popular tourist destinations in America. So create things that create more tourism, more dollars coming from out of town, more jobs for people. And a stadium like this is going to be an extraordinary catalyst for all that economic activity.
Talking to Mark Ines, bringing the Mubadala City DC Open back to DC with 7 of the top 10 players in the world playing tennis here in DC. Mark, the last time I actually saw you in person was my buddy was huge into Overwatch. And this was right before COVID. And you had an event. You were talking about the Wharf at the Anthem. And I couldn't believe how packed and lively it was for Overwatch. Do you still have that team?
Yeah, no, that was a COVID. I mean, that was a big league, you know, by the way, like Bob Kraft owned the New England team, Comp Brian Roberts owned the Philly team and on and on and on. The Wolves were involved. It was a lot of crossover with major sports. And you saw it was like you'd stepped into a science fiction movie with like 5,000 screaming people watching 19-year-old kids play video games on a big screen. But it never made it. It never kind of made it back through COVID.
Gotcha.
So the league kind of went away. But that was a great experience, and I learned a lot. I learned a lot about that generation of fan actually, and what matters to them. In fact, the guy who runs that now works on our tennis. and been really helpful in connecting us to that generation for our tennis tournament.
Mark, just kind of getting back to the stadium issue, I think it's going to happen too. I know there's only a few votes away, but and I'm sure you're probably very confident that it will go through and it'll end up being there. But if it doesn't, let's just say it doesn't happen, and maybe it's a very small percentage chance that it doesn't happen. What's plan B?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's just stick to plan A.
Okay, all right.
I don't want to, like, people have said we really did have a lot of options here and a number of good options. This was the one that we were all from the beginning the most excited about, and we really do think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah. If for some reason it didn't happen, there's obviously, you know, you always have backup and contingencies, but we're really focused on plan A.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, how much fun was it for you, the playoff run? I loved seeing, you know, the owners out at the bars with the fans, and then even after the loss, you guys, you know, shaking the hands of every player. How much fun was that ride at the end of the season? You know, the 5-game winning streak at the end of the regular season, and obviously the playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, obviously on a personal level, it's unbelievable. And we talked about the fact that, like, I was that little kid. You know, I went with my dad. We got tickets, finally, season tickets that we bought from someone, section 320, row 5, seats 19 and 20 in the end zone at RFK. And so I lived this as a kid, and it meant so much. And then to be part of it again, but actually even more meaningful, and I really mean this, is just as I go around town, how happy it's made so many people and how much excitement is back. And it's like there's so many people who care so deeply about this team, who have forever, who were really distraught, unhappy, disappointed for so many years that they didn't have a team they could be proud of that, you know, did well. And now just to see our whole community lit up again about this team, that's the best feeling in the world.
Mark, we really appreciate the time. People should go to MubadalaCityDCOpen.com for all the event information. It's July 19th through the 27th. All of your ticket information is there. Yeah. Go out and support a great tennis event here in D.C. Seven of the world's top 10 players are going to be in D.C. And as Mark mentioned, more to come in the next few months.
Thanks, guys. Hey, can I get you guys? You guys got to come out and see it.
We'd love to.
Yeah, seriously, you got to. And one of the things I'd just say is, like, the other thing is when people who haven't been to pro tennis, especially even in just recent years, as close as you get at our tournament, they are blown away by how athletic the players are, how fast it is, like what they do with the ball. It's really, I love to see people who haven't been in a long time or maybe has never been experience tennis up this close. So hopefully you guys will come and then we'll get a chance to talk about it after.
Definitely. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for the time, Mark. We really appreciate it.
Appreciate you guys. Yeah, thank you.
Yep, right, that was Mark Ein. He's part of the Commanders ownership group. And of course, one of the driving forces behind the Mubadala City, D.C. Open.
I'm guessing EB doesn't have a lot in common with Mark Ein.
Okay.
Mark Ein went to the Wharton School of Business,
right.
Harvard degree,
yeah.
worth millions yeah. upon millions
yeah.
of dollars.
It's a pretty good resume.
Part owner of the Commanders.
Yeah.
But both ball boys at the same tennis tournament and back in the day.
That is true.
Hey, we should see if we can get like Drab or myself or Mar to be a ball boy.
Oh, it's a lock. We should do that. Mike Mar would fit right in.
That would be so sick.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
A ball boy for like the Kyrgios match and have him yell at you.
That'd be fantastic. Throw a tennis ball right in your Bozak. That'd be fantastic. Huh. All right, coming up next, I believe we're going to get a live update from One Drab T-shirt, who's undergoing the first part of his hair restoration as we speak. We'll get a live update from him next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.